Touchstone Theater presents a new one-woman show by ensemble member Emma Ackerman, entitled The Complete and Authoritative Tour of Holy Stuff. The show is an abstract exploration of the varied things we consider holy in our lives, and runs March 2nd through the 12th in Touchstone's home theater on the south side of Bethlehem at 321 East 4th Street. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Part performance art, part postmodern ritual, part magical mystery tour, Holy Stuff originated in 2015 as a 10-minute workshop performance for Ackerman's master's dissertation project. Since then, it has expanded into a whimsical and labyrinthine pilgrimage of a show about the things we hold sacred, the lengths to which we go for them, and the souvenirs we pick up along the way. Touchstone Ensemble member Emma Ackerman.
The idea for this play was born out of the grad school project that JP and I did a couple years ago through the University of Chichester in England. There's a school of thinking and philosophy called the holy actor. Jerzy Grotowski, famous theater practitioner, coined this phrase, and it sort of refers to the unencumbered actor who's at his or her physical peak, the utmost concentration, the utmost skill, dexterity, flexibility, so that even if you stripped away everything else, you would still be able to see this holy actor portraying the story. So our professor visited and he said, it's really interesting that you're so into the holy actor because so much of what you do is unholy actor. You spend some time acting in rehearsal, but you also spend a lot of time working in the office and in the classroom and doing work out in the community. You're not really devoting yourself fully to the craft. But we move on in the year and we're working on our thesis projects, and I've continued this research and investigation of the holy and the unholy and how we interact with it in our lives. Part of that involved us basically traipsed around the country and went up to Liverpool and went on Beatles tours, and we went to Wales and we went on a holy pilgrimage to Doctor Who fan experience, and also loads of more traditionally holy stuff like cathedrals, churches, Stonehenge. Out of all of this, we had our dissertations to write, but we also needed to create some sort of performance piece based on our research ideas. The performance piece I created was a 10-minute long audio tour of holy stuff. So I got done my performance and JP said, you should think about doing something more with that. The idea stuck with me. I've been stewing on that for the last 2 years. It's grown from a 10-minute audio tour to a 65-minute one-woman show.
But you've expanded the notion of what is holy.
Sure. It's interesting you mentioned this idea of walking the path, because travel became a really important part of the project as well. When you've got this holy destination, you go on pilgrimage to it. You go and prove your worth as a devotee of your chosen holiness. And it's like, I'm going on pilgrimage to Jerusalem or to Elvis's childhood home or whatever that trip is that makes the fan.
There's a preparation there.
Oh, yes,
involved.
Certainly.
You have to
gear up with your holy garb and put on your holy favorite Star Wars t-shirt before you go on your holy pilgrimage. Yeah.
You're making light of this slightly, but it's a serious subject. It's serious stuff. It's the bedrock of who we are. Maybe we've relegated it to, oh, it's just a silliness.
Absolutely.
But then you meet these people that have like 800 cat's eye marbles and really beautiful ones and steelies from like the 30s, or they have first edition books.
With the range of the holy experience where you have the sort of casuals, I go to church once a week, or I'm a slight fan of this. And then you've got this very fanatical, I watch this TV show with my eyes pinned open every week. It's like, okay, that's a little bit funny and weird. But then somewhere in between, there's this sublime, very heartfelt and intense devotion to your religion or to Star Trek or to your favorite band. We reach this sublime happiness and sense of fulfillment, and this whole gamut to one extreme and the other.
Sounds like it might be organic. By that I mean natural, that we need to do such things, to quote another strange pilgrimage, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Totally. Wow, that's a wonderful example. It's a strange occult gathering at midnight in strange clothes with odd relics and props.
Some of them are tied to childhoods where people really need the model trains, or they still collect them, or they have these great little dioramas.
To take it to a slightly more conventional place of holiness, a lot of people that are raised to a certain religion, they might grow up and discard it, but most of them will have some sort of tie back to it, even if it's just in a casual way. Some people may be lifelong believers and very fervently so, but even if you're not, there's usually some sort of callback to it. But then on the other hand, some people will say, oh man, I went on this this trip to China, and I was so moved by my experience in a Buddhist temple that I converted to Buddhism, and nothing in my background would have ever said that I should become a Buddhist, but this is where the path has taken me. This is the holiness that speaks to me.
Touchdown Ensemble member Emma Ackerman. Her complete and authoritative tour of Holy Stuff plays March 2nd through the 12th, Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m. And on Sundays, there's a matinee at 2. The box office, 610-867-1689 or at touchstone.org. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY.